We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ray, we'll get back to the callers in a moment. But today is a full day of NFL football. Really, the big games that we care about mostly are going to be played at 4:25 this afternoon, and that will determine who the Eagles are going to play. So, Ray, without further ado, let's tee up some NFL football.
Okay.
Do you know, I was listening to this music this morning as I was laying out the show, because I wanted to find the appropriate music. Kyle, knock it up just one notch. There you go. I wanted to find the appropriate music to do this segment to, and I was enjoying it so much I just ended up doing all my research to it. It's great. Sam Spence, right, was the guy with NFL
Sam
films?
Spence, yep, yeah, NFL just, films.
Just terrific. All right.
Autumn, it's available. It's actually available on a CD, which you can get, and it's called Autumn Thunder. Isn't that great?
That's great. All right, big game today. The Niners go into Los Angeles to play the Rams. And again, this is going to, well, it's going to determine playoff spot for the Niners. Well, let's break down that game. What do you see there?
Mike Garrett, when you have Mike Garrett follow on, he said he likes the Rams in this game. The Rams are at home. But it's very interesting. The 49ers have the Rams number.
Yeah.
For some reason, the 49ers have beaten them five in a row, which is, that's a pretty strong trend.
Yep.
And, I look at the 49ers, and they're a really good team. I mean, they're good on both sides of the ball. They've got a good defense. They got a good offense. They got good balance. The only thing is, I just don't like their quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they drafted Trey Lance to be. I mean, they drafted him. I think they feel like they've gone probably as far as they can with Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, they're looking for the quarterback that can take them up and get them over the hump. And they think that Lance can be that guy. But he's not that guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, at the line of scrimmage, both lines, I mean, they're a good team. But the Rams are a team that have loaded up for this year. They're making their run now. I mean, that's why they make a trade for Yvonne Miller. You know, that's why they made the trade for Matthew Stafford. That's why they picked up Odell Beckham Jr. when no one else wanted him. They're loading up because they kind of see that the door's open for a team to get hot and maybe make a run at winning the championship. Got to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, came up short because they didn't think their quarterback was up to the task. They really they've circled this year as the year that they're going to make their run, and they're making it right now. They're in the postseason. The only thing that's hurting them is Matt Stafford, over the last month, has really played poorly. I mean, he has turned the ball over in some bizarre ways, both throwing interceptions and taking bad sacks and fumbling the ball. They're in the playoffs now, but if they're going to go anywhere, they have to clean up the play at the quarterback position. And so this is a big game, really. 49ers, it's a big game, but the Rams have to get their act together to go into the postseason.
All right, so another game with big impact. Seattle at Arizona. It's been a very good year for Arizona. Up and then down, and then big win last week against the Cowboys. Seattle, not so much. Easy win for Arizona?
I don't know. They were, first half of the season, they were a red-hot team. And everybody was kind of jumping on the Arizona bandwagon that this was going to be their year. But, you know, their coach, Cliff Kingsbury, has a very, and it's repeated every year. And this goes back to his days coaching in college. His teams would always play good in September and October, and then they would just start trailing off and play their worst football at the end of the year. That was true when he was coaching in college, and it's been true so far with the Cardinals, and it's playing out again this year.
Ooh, you picking the upset, right?
No. I don't think Seattle is good enough to pull it off right now. But that's why this is a big game for Arizona. They have to reverse that trend. They're in the playoffs, but they have to reverse that trend. Now, they started last week when they beat the Cowboys. That helped. But the one thing they have to do, they have to do several things, but one of the things they have to do right now is they have to figure out how to win at home. I mean, this is a team that's gone into the playoffs, and they have a losing record in their own home stadium.
Yeah. Well,
so they play at home today.
They're back on the road.
Yeah, and if they win today, if they beat Seattle, okay, they get to 500 at home. But if you're going to win in the postseason, you got to be better than that.
All right, so who's your winner there?
Oh, so I'm taking Arizona.
Okay. Then the third game that we care about, Carolina at Tampa Bay. Similarly, one team is among the best in the league. The other has had a disappointing season. Easy win for Tampa Bay. Any way to look at it differently?
No, and it's I think Tampa Bay wins easily, and I don't necessarily think that this means this is get well. Tampa Bay's all of a sudden going to get well because they've got a lot of injuries. They've got some issues. They've had some turmoil within. This year has not been the smooth ride that everybody thought it was going to be. They're defending champs. A lot was made of the fact that they were bringing back all 22 starters. You know, most Super Bowl teams, you know, there's a big turnover and they have to replace guys. So one of the things Tampa Bay did, and Tom Brady kind of did this, he kind of said, hey, guys, let's keep the band together and let's win it again next year. And they did. So they brought everybody back. Guys that could have left as free agents re-signed. So they came back with the full championship team, and it's been kind of up and down. It's been a choppier ride than I think a lot of people expected, including me. And now it's been compounded over the second half of the year with a lot of injuries. But I expect them to win easily today, largely because I don't think Carolina doesn't show me that they're going to be all that competitive right now. There's a lot of question. Maybe Matt Rhule might be out at the end of this year.
Right.
And they have their quarterback play has been atrocious, and Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if he's ever going to play again. Carolina to me isn't a team that's going to put up a whole lot of opposition.
All right. So if those three games play out the way you just said, the Eagles will open next week. We'll play next week as the 7 seed at Tampa Bay.
Right.
And there you go. And I can't tell you I see anything differently.
No, question. And there were a lot of people, and including Seth Joyner last night when we were looking down the road at that next game. Amy Fadul went around the table and said, okay, who do you think is the best matchup for the Eagles without mm-hmm. knowing who it was going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And Seth said, give me Tampa, which surprised me, you know, because, you know, this is a team that hasn't beaten a good quarterback all year.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go into the playoffs and you're going to play Tom Brady?
Yeah, I don't agree with Seth.
I don't agree with him there. I don't, you know, I would say give me Arizona. I knew Arizona was a real long shot. A lot of things had to happen to get him Arizona. But I definitely don't want to be playing Tom Brady in the playoffs.
What has to happen for them to play Arizona is Arizona has to win today. San Francisco has to beat the Rams, and the upset has to be Carolina beats Tampa Bay. That would be the scenario under which they play Arizona.
Yeah. That's highly unlikely.
Yeah. So it probably looks like Tampa Bay. Somebody sent me a note and said, when are we going to know this? Are we going to know it before the night game is out? The one game, and I guess let's just preview this, because it's the last game of the season, and it's a good one. The playoff spot on the line for the winner tonight on Sunday Night Football, Chargers at the Raiders. By the way, if the Jaguars somehow beat the Colts today, both teams get in with a tie, which would be the ultimate crazy thing to happen.
Yeah, it would.
Let's pick Chargers against the Raiders. What do you see there?
The Raiders' season to me has been just amazing that they have done what they've been able to do. You had the whole John Gruden thing blow up. You lose your head coach with that whole scandal that rocked the organization. You have Henry Ruggs involved in the traffic accident that takes a woman's life. You have to cut him. A guy was your first-round draft pick. You promote a guy to be head coach who's never been a head coach before. There's so many crazy things that happened with the Raiders, and they actually went through a stretch where they played really poorly. But now they've rallied at the end of the year. And the one thing about the Raiders is they have been really good in close games. They're 6-2 in one-score games, and they're 3-0 in overtime. And this, to me, looks like it's going to be...
Yeah, haven't they won 4 games on a last possession or
something
crazy stuff?
Yes, yeah. Like that? I mean, it's exactly right. On the last one, in some cases, the last play. So, you know, it looks to me like, on paper, I'd say the Chargers are probably the better team. And Herbert has had a really good year, and he's a really good quarterback. Carr's right there with him, if you look statistically. And if this is going to be a close game, and I think it's going to be a close game, I don't see any way it's not a close game, I like the Raiders in a close game. So, the Raiders haven't been a playoff team for a long time. I mean, they've only been to the playoffs once, I think, since 2002. They haven't been exactly a fixture in the postseason. But I think they're going to win this game, and I think they're going to go to the postseason. So it's a real credit to, you know, poor Mike Mayock, our good friend, who's out there as a general manager, who's been trying to steer this ship through the perfect storm all year.
Yeah.
He may very well get them to the postseason, and that would be quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, that would be something to see. All right, so the question is, you know, who the Eagles play, and then the question is, when are they going to announce it? And my hunch is they're going to announce it right at the end of the Raiders-Chargers.
Right.
They're not going to announce who plays when. And we both believe the Eagles are likely to play next Saturday night, right?
Cause, kind of feel that, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, well, there you go. There's your NFL preview.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.